What do cats think about high school? Most cats embraced their natural curiosity, and as a result are self-educated. Cats, unlike most human friends, have not been domesticated. They spend time with us because we do dumb things, and they really enjoy that. But education is a very touchy subject for cats. Human education has been obliterated into pet-like training. Star teachers who steal the show with smiles and small homework assignments are celebrated in a system where real education is actually shamed, trivialized, and sidelined. All in favor of pretending to learn for good grades under the threat of having your life ruined. That's not a system. That's a curse. The celebrated books of star teachers are self-inflated trash, hidden beneath an unfriendly and somewhat impressive vocabulary. They do have to listen to themselves a lot. A normal philosopher writes to all without obscuring anything. Children, immigrants, inmates, normal people, and entitled spoiled dummies who think they are better than everyone else and are always itching to show off their power. When a teacher struts her vocabulary, she is hiding her inexperience and uneducation beneath a thin veneer. And her failures, the things that would have made her great had she the manners and authenticity to learn from her mistakes, are turned to layers covering one another in some kind of crazy self-gratification. I would go as far as saying that teachers can't write books, no matter how celebrated they are in the philosophical community, because they are liars. And liars can only compose gibberish. Fake education, brand name universities you can't mention, and star teachers, ditto, are the worst of it. The self-learners can see it because of how powerful they become relative to the graduates. But the cult members, if they ever catch a glimpse, only believe harder in their church of education. That pisses the cats off immensely. Every time you think to yourself, I'm going to learn about this next grade, you won't. You won't learn how to use the gym equipment even. The teachers are noisemakers. They have to be to hide themselves from you. They have replaced your natural learning ability to fight for knowledge and become a genius in whatever moves you with an impression of education. Useless degrees, worthless GPAs, make-believe awards, and debt. The sunk cost fallacy that keeps you going. They have created an entire industry around making you believe that you are getting an education. It's an easy sale to make. Everyone gets paperwork, there are students everywhere, in pretty cities, and they take all your money, especially the money you don't have that they force you into borrowing. You can see why the cats are upset. And you will indeed have to learn from your cat and cross the road to get to the other side. Curiosity is a healthy thing, despite what you have been told. Your natural curiosity is actually the only thing that can lead you towards authentic and meaningful education, obviously. Think about your older self. It is really scary to get old and know nothing about anything because you participated in the fraud of make-believe education. On the other side of the road is a spiral, often shamed by parents now. But hobbies are meant to be temporary. So you pick up a hobby and you drop a hobby, but not before it enhances your all other knowledge. And you keep circling upwards, most often revisiting what you knew, but now knowing more. You discover you can start subjects that seemed impossible before. Electronic circuit, for example. Precisely because your little pursuits build up the necessary base knowledge and momentum. Genius is not a myth, insult, or even rare. What moves you the most is what you become a genius at. It's that simple. But you have to pursue your knowledge, not be constantly disrupted by the disconnected noise peddled by the teachers, handed down from above by the politicians who legalized money in politics for themselves. You won't learn much from your teachers, despite what you may be feeling now, because it will all be scattered and will instantly evaporate. Authentic bits of knowledge are hard-earned in a sequence at a proper pace, and they really stick to each other. Unlike your teachers, cats will teach you about curiosity, about standing your ground and exploration, and great patience, and perhaps vision, too. The aim is clear. You have to travel up the spiral to grow and grow all the way up, all the way, until you become a great being. This strange text stands as a reminder that schools have never been finished and today have been infected by pretenders and moneymakers. And that there is no substitute for enabling and authentic education that sticks together. Something you need now more than ever, because the AI can do all the grunt work for you, letting you focus on navigating towards a better future.